I am a woman.
And respect is due.
Respect me,
and I will respect you.
Since universal adult suffrage in 1944, Jamaican women have made tremendous social and economic progress. Executive Director of the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, Dr. Denisha Vans, says as it relates to gender equality and reproductive health, the country has also made significant strides.
We have the recent amendments to the Domestic Violence Act, which provides redress and protection to women affected by domestic violence. There's a Property Rights of Spouses Act, which also provides for the equitable division of assets between spouses upon marriage, and it also protects for common law marriage. And there's a Sexual Offences Act.
A 2013 study conducted by the International Labour Organization, ILO, also found that Jamaica has the highest proportion of women managers globally, ahead of countries like the United States and the United Kingdom. This is also a remarkable achievement for such a small nation. Now, while there have been many achievements, there are areas for improvement. Domestic violence is one such area.
This is unacceptable, and we need to say no, we need to stand up. Responsible men and boys everywhere need to stand up, and women and girls need to be empowered also to stand up and say no and to get out of those kinds of situations.
The Family Planning Board has partnered with various groups to empower women and promote greater family planning education.
We do partner with other agencies and we do the referrals that are necessary so that we are dealing with the empowerment of women and girls in a comprehensive way. This we do in addition to the gender empowerment message that we give to women and girls.
Empowering women and young girls will aid in achieving Jamaica's Vision 2030 National Development Goals to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, and do business. There are five developmental goals that the Family Planning Board is working to achieve by 2030.
The Sustainable Development Goals call for building peaceful, inclusive, well-governed societies and is really a sustainable path to national development.
Enhancing the sexual and reproductive health of women is vital in national development.
Some of the rights that the National Family Planning Board seeks to uphold in our programs, the rights of women and men to satisfying and safe sexual life, the capability to do so, and the freedom to decide if and when to do so.
Practicing a healthy and responsible sex life is beneficial in more than one way.
Optimal sexual reproductive health enables persons to have smaller families, wider birth intervals. That in turn will allow families to invest more money in each child's nutrition and health, and it can also reduce poverty and malnutrition for all members of the household.
This empowerment not only helps in the social welfare of families, it also improves other areas.
Sexual reproductive health is also correlated to contributing to improved educational prospects for children. It contributes by closing the gender gap in education. It contributes to the empowerment of women. It contributes to reducing child mortality. And it contributes also to curbing the AIDS pandemic.
As Jamaica continues its mission to achieve gender equality, it will join the rest of the world in observance of International Women's Day, Tuesday, March 8, under the theme Planet 50-50 by 2030. Step it up for gender equality. Among the activities planned for the day is a panel discussion at the University of the West Indies, Mona.
We're collaborating with the Bureau of Women's Affairs in a panel discussion. We have a project on women's empowerment that is ongoing. That's gender empowerment to reduce adolescent pregnancy. And we will be collaborating with St. Elizabeth's Women's Cooperative.
Executive Director of the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, Dr. Denise Chavans. So, while more work needs to be done to achieve gender equality, much has been accomplished, and we should continue to salute our Jamaican women.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.